I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hello everyone. This is Aresh Shirali from Mint, and I'm here to introduce you to our latest podcast, Mint Views Daily Dispatch. I have with me my colleagues, Anant Vijay Kala, Srija Kundu, Srijay Sinha, and Rohit Ranjan. The idea is to offer you insights on the latest issues that catch our attention every day. Welcome to Mint Views. What are we going to talk about? Well, coronavirus. What else? There are over 100,000 detected cases worldwide. Over 4,000 people have died so far, and it has spread to over 100 countries. The World Health Organization has finally declared what it was obvious to everybody else, what it was, a pandemic. What are the implications? That's what we're going to talk about today. And what it means for the economy, for society, for all of us. Let's start. Srija, can you fill us in? So what's this pandemic that the WHO has given us?
The WHO has finally labeled the coronavirus as a pandemic, which essentially refers to an epidemic that has spread across a vast expanse of geographical areas. So basically, when you define an outbreak or a spread of a disease as pandemic, it means that a major part of the area has been, you know, brought under or has been affected by the crisis. So the definition is mostly associated with the expanse of the area covered rather than the severity of the crisis.
So it looks like 100 countries plus, they declare it a pandemic. It's been obvious for a while, but there are implications all around, not just legally, but even in terms of what happens? Borders are being shut, countries are shutting themselves off, etc., etc. Anant, so where is this going?
Yeah, it's not going anywhere good, that's for sure. Things are looking really gloomy at this point of time, and India particularly, because countries like China, where they've already experienced the outbreak, they are in a phase of the where the disease is now subsiding, but in other countries it's actually spreading now. So we are in the earlier stages of the pandemic. So the reason for worry is greater for us. But globally, I think you're right, as you mentioned, that one is the direct fallout of this would be the impact that it would have on the global economy, which is anyway, there are forecasts that the global economy might fall into recession this year. But there is another issue, the legal aspect, the legal fallout that this might have, as to how the contracts would be enforced in such an extraordinary situation. Can they be enforced at all? That also is an important thing. So, you know, supplies are not being given on time. So, and companies have a justifiable reason that, okay, if the factories are shut in order to prevent the disease from spreading, then how are we supposed to provide you the supplies on time? So obviously, those force majeure clauses will be invoked now, and that will cause serious disruption.
So we don't just have a supply disruption, we have a huge demand slump, both of them operating together, which is actually going to actually crimp the global economy this year. India can't possibly hope to escape that. Legally speaking, various contracts need not be honored because of this. The term pandemic may even influence things like insurance. What do you think about that, Shrija? Is that another crisis?
I think the insurance sector, you know, might have a leeway in the fact that, so by the definition of force majeure clause, it essentially means that the company can actually escape from, you know, fulfilling obligations as per the contracts because of any, you know, unnatural events or scenarios. It could be like a man-made war or a natural disaster. So the COVID virus, when you define or when you describe it as a pandemic, could essentially fall into that category. So my worry is that the insurance sector might actually invoke that clause.
So the insurance model works itself, you know, it works on a model where you have hundreds of people subscribing to the insurance, but only a few claiming insurance.
Correct.
It's only then that it is the model itself would be viable. But if you have a pandemic-like situation where everybody is claiming insurance, then there is bound to be a failure in that model itself and a collapse in the industry itself. So there is a high likelihood, or there is certainly a probability, that insurance companies would be preparing to decline claims.
Correct. And that's purely because it's been labeled a pandemic. So labeling of a pandemic is just not information. It could actually have real effects on contracts of various sorts, not just supply contracts, also health contracts, insurance contracts, things like that. So it's a dangerous situation right now. Pandemic, it clearly is. It still seems to be spreading, and containing it seems to be the priority across the world, as it should be. That may come at the cost of actually cramping down or curbing activities, commercial activities, and so on and so forth. And that is probably what everybody needs to do. We may also need a coordinated global response to this crisis, not just in terms of health, perhaps in terms of economic policy as well. That, of course, would be very difficult because we know how the world is moving right now. We just hope we are able to contain this before it gets too late. Thank you. That will be all for today. Tune in tomorrow to get your dose on Mint's editorial discussions. If you have recommendations or any issue that you would like us to discuss, please send in your suggestions to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. For more on Mint views, you can follow us on Twitter @ShrijaKundu.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.